For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy, Devin McCourty, last night halftime, they like the progression. Jacoby Brissett is still the starter week one, but they like the progression.
Maybe. And he did a great job. I love Devin, but they did ask him, like, what would you do, Jacoby or Drake? And he said he'd go with Jacoby. So
why?
What, yeah.
I mean,
Wiggy, you're being called adult.
All right. I don't know what adult means, but go ahead.
On the Subaru of New England text line.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 617 text, which reads, nobody cares how well Drake May is playing, Wiggy, you dolt. May will get killed out there. He's lucky he isn't out for the year with that hit he took last night. So I guess maybe that's the reason. Maybe,
well, that's what I've been saying. The whole
your sacrificial lamb is going to be Jacoby Brissett. And he's just going to go out there week after week,
mm-hmm.
and with a cheesecloth offensive line, mm-hmm. and get beat up. And that's the plan.
Well, I would tell that texter, male or female or whatever, that the dolt's been saying all morning, the only reason why I don't see them playing Drake May is because they're afraid he's going to get hurt. But then I would say to the person, well, what happens when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt if the line's so bad? Then what would that texter suggest? Please tell them the text. What should they do if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt in week one in the first quarter?
I guess you throw Zappy or Joe Milton out there and let them get killed. And Drake May just sits and watches it all season long.
So you drafted the kid to beat. You drafted your quarterback, number three overall, for him to be your fourth string quarterback?
I guess.
And I'm the dolt? Make that make sense.
Let's see. 617 text. They're not worried about Drake May getting hurt. They're worried about being second guessed if he sucks the first few games. All of these coaches are essentially first-year guys, so they're worried about their jobs.
But doesn't it look even worse if he sits and then he's awful? At least if he's awful out the gate, it's like, oh, okay, this was just a bad pick. If you sit him and then he's awful, it's like, wow, you guys really can't develop him because he still stinks.
You guys kept him in like a bubble for nothing.
For nothing, exactly.
It makes no sense to me because if Jacoby Brissett stinks and doesn't really do anything for you, what are you going to do? Are you just going to keep playing him? Because people are going to be like, what the hell did you draft this kid number three overall if you're not going to put him in there? What's the purpose of drafting somebody that high and not playing him when the guy in front of him hasn't proven that he can keep him on the bench?
Well, what is the purpose of drafting a guy that high and not adding a weapon when it comes to a wide receiver, a mm-hmm. legit wide receiver, and not improving the offensive line one iota? They're awful. They stink.
Yeah. I would go one step further.
When's Cole Strange coming back, by the way?
I don't know.
Hopefully never.
Yeah, he's got the knee injury or something. He might not this year. I wouldn't even mind, just because the kid Polk and their receiving core has looked pretty decent. I wouldn't even mind if they said, all right, you know what, we're going to hold off on a wide receiver, but we are going to get some O-line help, and we'll give Drake May the O-line help, and you go, okay, the receivers that they have looked like, all right, they've been solid, they've done a good job, and maybe you don't waste that type of money on a receiver and you solidify the offensive line. I just don't see, because I don't think Jacoby Brissett is going to be able to do anything. So if the team is 0-3, and even if he doesn't get hurt and the team is 0-3 and then offense doesn't look very good,
yeah.
What do you think people are going to be calling for? Every day we hear on the radio, we heard it with Jarrett Stidham, with Cam Newton, when Cam was when he wasn't playing well. At least put Stidham in there. Put Stidham in there. Put Stidham in there. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, you heard it with Zappe and Mac Jones. I mean, you're going to get the same thing, right?
Right. But now you've got the number three overall pick.
Now you're going to have whoever's at the stadium chanting for Drake May all season long.
Yeah, and I know Mayo gives us some stuff, and this is why I gave him credit.
No, he's good on the show.
Right,
he
confuses you with some of the stuff
I don't think he confuses you as much as it's confusing when you hear the other people involved talking about the same exact thing. Like, I wasn't confused until I heard Van Pelt in his response to Jacoby and Drake. Like, that's when my mind started doing flips, where I'm like, wait a minute. Gerard just said he's going to know by Monday night. Mm-hmm. He said Drake, you know, is ready to lead a huddle. And then the next day when they're saying, why isn't Drake getting more reps? Mm-hmm. Van Pelt's like, because of Jacoby.
Right, but at least
this 978 texter says, I can't wait for you to tell Mayo that his O-line stinks. I will. You want me to do it first or you want me to do it third? Question.
Third.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the O-line's not very good.
You know. I'll say they stink. I don't care.
Greg, would you like a bit of breaking news?
Yes.
Former Patriots receiver Juju Smith-Schuster seems to have a new home.
Oh.
He's re-signing with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Huh.
So he was bad. He was good there. He was bad here to the point where you just cut his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now Kansas City's picking him back up again. Was it actually the Juju Smith-Schuster being bad, or was it the Patriots?
Mm. Great question.
Oof.
They seem to think it was the Patriots.
They seem to think that, yes.
What are they going to pay him?
Probably not minimum.
Probably nothing. He's still getting money from the Patriots, probably.
Yeah. Probably the minimum. But to the confusion point, Courtney, was Mayo said he could control a huddle, but then when we played the audio of whoever the reporter was asking if something happened to Brissett, could he be a guy, I can't remember how exactly the question was, but could be a guy that could go in there and play? And he was kind of like,
He said he wasn't sure. We played that audio during they said it. We can play it again quick, and then we'll get to Gerard Mayo, because he's going to join us in a couple minutes. But basically said he'd like to say that Drake May would be the guy if Jacoby Brissett got hurt, but he's not sure that he can.
I would like to sit here and say 100% he's our second best quarterback on our roster right now.
Yes, sir.
Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
So he's not sure until he watches the film?
And not even
if he's the second best quarterback?
So is that what he was saying? He's not sure even
he's not sure until he watches the film if he's the second best quarterback on your roster
now. I think he means he knows he's the second best quarterback, but until he watches the film, he can't say whether he'd be the starter if Jacoby's injured.
Okay, so
which doesn't make any
sense. Your second best quarterback would be the starter if Jacoby Brissett were injured.
Greg, that would be how logic would work.
I can help him out with that.
Okay, but he doesn't. But I thought it sounded like he's not sure if he's the second best quarterback. That's what I'm saying. He confuses me.
Yes,
because last week he said, "Oh, he could control the huddle."
Yeah, no, that's very confusing.
And now he's like,
confusing.
So is he the second best quarterback or not?
Like also, Shyam, you're wrong about Cole Strange. Like this texter says,
I'm not.
The line would be better with him in.
Cole Strange stinks. It would still be horrendous, Greg.
Okay, it would be better than what you have.
I disagree. I would rather have City So in there than Cole Strange.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday, and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, will join us next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.